being able to welcome in people from around the world, particularly at this time of labor shortages, is good for our country.
These immigration levels allow us to bring in the skills and talent we need to fill the labor gaps.
We're seeing right across the country the impacts of the labor shortage. We need more people.
Canadians understand the need to continue to grow our population if we're going to meet the needs of the labor force.
Viral videos showing thousands of temporary foreign workers and international students queuing up for minimum wage jobs in this country have exposed one of the most often repeated talking points from the federal government and from Justin Trudeau as to why Canada must embark on this path of reckless mass immigration. Why we must import millions of people into this country at such a fast pace. That being, of course, that Canada suffers from a crucial labor shortage that must be filled by foreigners because Canadians aren't willing to take on these low-skilled jobs.
Being able to welcome in people from around the world, particularly at this time of labor shortages, is good for our country.
These immigration levels allow us to bring in the skills and talent we need to fill the labor gaps.
We're seeing right across the country the impacts of the labor shortage that we have, whether it's in our healthcare system, whether it's small businesses that can't stay open seven days a week like they'd want to. We need more people.
Canadians understand the need to continue to grow our population if we're going to meet the needs of the labor force. And it's hard to find workers. The reality is you don't need to dig into the stats to understand that there was a million jobs available in the Canadian economy. You need to walk down Main Street of any community in Canada. You're going to see help wanted signs in the window.
Now, if that really were the case, and it wasn't just some cooked up political talking point by government and corporations who benefit from an endless supply of cheap foreign labor, then we really shouldn't be seeing videos of thousands of people trying to get a handful of grocery store minimum wage jobs. If there was such a labor shortage, then there would be plenty of jobs to go around for these people. But that isn't the case. And we know that isn't the case because the videos are there for us all to see. The other argument that the federal government likes to constantly repeat is that immigrants, temporary foreign workers, and international students will help boost our economy. They will help launch Canada's economy forward. Well, the data is in. And it turns out, actually, that since Canada has embarked on this policy of mass immigration, Canadians have gotten poorer. Real GDP per capita has decreased over the past 3 years, and in fact, over the past 6 years, it hasn't increased at all. It's remained the exact same. You didn't need the data to know that life has become more miserable year after year over the past 4 or 5 years, but now we have it. And it shows that actually everything we've been told about why Canada must accept such radical and transformational change into our country, permanent and irreversible change by way of mass immigration, isn't true. So what is the motivation behind this? Why has Canada embarked on this reckless path of mass immigration faster than any other country in the Western world? Well, it's not borne out by statistics, so who really knows? Before we get into the show, drop a like in the video, help us out by subscribing to the True North YouTube channel, and that is the common question. Why has Canada embarked on this mass immigration path? Let me know your answer in the comments below, and let's get into it. Take a look at this video posted to social media last week of a job fair for a minimum wage job in Toronto. There has to be at least 1,000 people looking for a job here, and the line goes on for as far as the eye can see. Did these people not get the memo that there's some sort of labor shortage in this country and their very important and valuable skills are needed across the Canadian economy? That's weird, right? Because I'm pretty sure the federal government constantly tells us that there's a labor shortage in this country. Same thing just a week before outside of Toronto's Pearson International Airport. Look at all these people lining up for a minimum wage job, for a low-skilled job at the airport. In fact, it turns out that at this Pearson International job fair for minimum wage jobs, low-skilled jobs, of course, there were so many people who applied for a job that they had to shut off the job fair. They had to basically say no more. We can't take all the applicants. Half of you just have to go home and go to the next job fair, I guess. Again, they shouldn't worry, right? Because the federal government constantly tells us there's a labor shortage. I'm sure there are plenty of manual labor, low-skilled jobs to go around. Now, just down the road from the airport at Mississauga, there was this massive lineup from international students looking for a minimum wage job at a restaurant. Imagine being the restaurant and opening up a job and seeing hundreds of people lining up to take that one job. Well, that's what this is. This is real life. This is Mississauga last week. And the guy who films this video goes up to them and asks them what the best country in the world is.
Guys, what's the best country in the world? Canada? No? No Canada?
Isn't Canada so great? Aren't you pleased to be lining up at a Mississauga restaurant for a minimum wage job? I'm sure this is exactly what you thought was going to happen when you came to this country to study at one of our esteemed colleges. Last summer, for a McDonald's job fair in Kitchener, Ontario, there were at least 300 international students and what appears to be temporary foreign workers applying for a McDonald's job in Kitchener. Think about that for a minute. And what about this video from the fall of last year showing a massive lineup for a job at a Food Basics in Brampton, a grocery store job? Again, these jobs should be going to young Canadians. They should be for entry-level Canadian kids in high school, maybe in university as a part-time job, to help build up their skills. It should also be for maybe elderly Canadians who want a job to be able to help their community. These are not supposed to be jobs that go to international students, who, by the way, are supposed to come to this country and sustain themselves. But take a look at this lineup and tell me who you think these people are. If you think that they are local Canadian high school students or perhaps international students studying in this country. Now, the reality is we can beat around the bush or we can just be completely honest. In almost all of these videos for minimum wage, low skilled jobs, these massive lineups for job fairs, basically 90% of the people lining up for these jobs are Indian. They're international students, quite clearly. You've also likely noticed this in your local Tim Hortons or your local grocery store, whether you live in a small city or a big city, especially in Ontario. Tim Hortons and grocery store jobs are not supposed to sustain you when you live in this country if you come from a different country. Canada should be importing people with skills, with lots of skills to help contribute to our economy. But instead, it appears, from what we can see on video, on tape, that is not the case. That we are in fact importing millions of people with low skills, which will then, of course, suppress wages for low-skilled Canadian workers. That's not me making that assumption. That's an assumption that has been made by many economists before. In 2022, in a Globe and Mail op-ed, this point was raised directly, that increasing the temporary foreign worker program, and of course, allowing international students to work a limited number of hours, will contribute to suppressing wages. What's the easiest way to tell if your people are getting richer or getting poorer? Well, GDP per capita is a good place to start. As we all know, Canada's GDP has increased because we've been importing millions of people into our country. But GDP per capita, and in fact, real GDP per capita, which factors in inflation, shows a completely opposite picture. New data shows that Canada's real GDP per capita is dropping 2% annually. Economics professor Michael Scudderud has said that Canada hasn't experienced any economic growth for the past 6 years. So zero economic growth for the past 6 years, despite the federal government embarking on an irreversible path of mass immigration, growing Canada's population at record pace. And you want to see something that will really freak you out? Take a look at this graph, Canada's year-over-year population change compared to that of the United States. Now, does that graph look normal to any of you? Or perhaps does that say that something might be a little off, a little broken with this system? That population growth, according to BMO's chief economist, spells very bad news for young Canadians. According to Douglas Porter, the chief economist at the Bank of Montreal, we have never seen the young adult population growing anywhere nearly this fast before. In the near term, this puts pressure on rents. In the medium term, it will put pressure on home prices. No blame, just fact. According to the Vancouver Sun, this squeeze being felt by young Canadians is entirely caused by Justin Trudeau's immigration policies. It's fueled almost entirely by Ottawa's immigration policy, which welcomed a record 1.3 million permanent residents, international students, and guest workers in the one-year period up to September of last year. The largest group among newcomers are young adults. There's nowhere for anyone to live anymore in this country. The prospect of Canadians living in the cities they grew up in is gone. And of course, that has significant knock-on effects for society. Canadians not getting married at the rate they used to. Canadians not having large families. Most Canadians not having kids at all. National Bank economists Stéphane Marion and Alexandra Ducharme say that Canada's annual population increase should not exceed 500,000. Well, guess what? Canada's population is growing at well over a million every year. Canadians are absolutely right to be distressed about the fact that their population is rapidly increasing faster than anywhere else basically in the world. Canadian values and Canadian culture become eroded when you import millions of people a year from countries with completely opposite values and cultures. That is just a fact, whether you like it or not. What Justin Trudeau is embarking on with mass immigration is completely reckless. And no matter what they say, it is not racist to oppose it. All right, everyone, that's going to do it for us today on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Harrison Faulkner, and this is Ratio.